Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2024. You know, we're all born with a vacancy to fill. We can't bear its emptiness. God sends us helpers throughout our life to find the right tenant, but our adolescent spirits start out wanting to fill the space by ourselves. Eventually, we realize we're not big enough for such an occupation, and it's too costly for us to maintain this void by ourselves. Problem is, we don't know who or what we're looking for to accomplish the needed fulfillment. We need help. What we often don't realize is God is also looking for a home for his spirit, as Eli taught Samuel. Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you're called, reply. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." That's our first reading this Sunday from 1 Samuel chapter 3. This space within us has already been purchased, and at a high price. We're often too afraid, though, to invest a comparable sum to maintain it. Too much renovation work must be done. I can't afford it. Even if it's built on solid rock and is above invasion by floodwaters, we tell ourselves. We may grow to hate the wallpaper and dated layout we've struggled to live with, but eventually we get tired. We've let too many ghosts try filling and decorating our soul's space for us. Nevertheless, we're still haunted by our emptiness. We have lots of excuses to lock our door to the one Spirit who can comfortably fill it beyond capacity. Paul helps us grow up and recognize opportunity knocking. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you're not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're born to answer Paul's question, but the world's homeless ghosts keep fighting each other to fill our vacancy. Christ's disciples started their search for fulfillment in earnest with John the Baptist, and thought they came close to finding their answer in him. But even John knew the solution to their emptiness had just arrived, and like a good realtor, he pointed the way to a win-win answer to their question. "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" That's from John chapter 1. Like them, we know the answer to that question when we see it. Quick, unlock your door. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.